21-year-old Navid Ahmed is editing his final report on a computer at Qadia Azim University in Islamabad. The computer lab where he works is in an old building with paint peeling off the walls. Stray dogs roam the path outside the building despite the rusted chain-link fence that surrounds the campus. Last month, just a few kilometers down the road, a suicide bomb attack killed 19 people at a religious shrine. But Navid says none of this can distract him from his work. In 2 weeks, he says, his report will be done, and he will graduate with a degree in computer science. And when he does, he says Pakistan will be the perfect place to launch his career as a computer software engineer.
There are very much opportunities of job over here. Progress in the IT field is especially growing very fast. So there are very bright chances of our job.
It is a message the government here is eager to reinforce. Local economists say Pakistan's information technology business will probably double in size next year and help students like Navid participate in the global economy. For more than a decade, Pakistan could only watch as India became a global powerhouse in computer technology. Last year, Indian software and computer services exports topped $17 billion. Pakistan, by contrast, made about $300 million. But local officials say India's success could actually help Pakistan attract business. Amir Mateen is the managing director of Pakistan's Software Export Board. He says new investors are having a tough time getting started in India's established IT sector.
So you say, okay, I want an office like this. They say, ah, too bad. Offices like this don't exist anymore. You say, I want a workforce just like the workforce you've got. They say, well, we've unfortunately drained the entire workforce in the country. Everybody's happily employed.
But in Pakistan, he says, qualified workers are still easy to find and cheap to hire. And businesses that have come to Pakistan say the country offers many of the same advantages as India. Ahmed Al-Saidi is the managing director of Claris, a mid-size IT company that moved to Karachi in 2001.
It is the same talent pool that you would find in India. I mean, you find some people with very, very good English. You have hardworking people, dedicated people.
And Mr. Al-Saidi says Pakistan's government is clearly committed to helping the IT sector grow. The newly deregulated telecommunications industry has attracted billions of dollars in overseas investments, and this has helped expand the country's IT networks. In 2001, for example, there were 2.5 million cell phone subscribers. Today, there are around 8 million. And the cost of accessing and transmitting information over the Internet is now the lowest in South Asia. The government also cut corporate taxes on software exports and has promised to crack down on computer piracy. Currently, Claris employs around 50 people. But Mr. Al-Saidi says the way things are going in Pakistan, by 2008, the company should have more than 300 employees.
Timing is right now. I firmly believe in that. The timing is absolutely right now. There are so many things that this country can offer, and it's a matter of timing.
Unfortunately, not everyone is so optimistic. For all its potential, many investors say doing business in Pakistan is still too risky. Local officials admit Pakistan's reputation for terrorism and political instability costs the country millions, perhaps billions of dollars in lost investments. The Software Export Board's Amir Mateen says every time a bomb goes off in Pakistan, IT companies around the world look someplace else to do business. The country's future, he says, depends on students like Navid Ahmed and their ability to lure investors to Pakistan. Bright, ambitious, hardworking, Navid represents the new face of Pakistan's modern workforce. And in just a few weeks, he will find out if anyone is hiring. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.